Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Doug. Doug writes from Hempstead, New York. Doug writes, Gerald, I heard interest rates are probably going to go up. Before they do, I'm thinking we should refinance again. Mortgage rates are lower now than they were when we last refinanced. Do you think we should refinance again now? Well, Doug, let's first define what refinancing really means. So, refinancing is a service that you pay a lender money for. So when you refinance a mortgage, you're paying a lender a fee or a set of fees to lend you money against the equity in your property. And it's important to understand the difference between saving and spending. And saving is the opposite of spending. So for example, if you go to the store and you're shopping and you buy a bunch of stuff that's 50% off retail, you're not saving, you're spending, despite the fact that the store will tell you that you're saving because you're paying 50% off retail. You're spending, and it's costing you whatever it costs you to buy the stuff. Likewise, when you refinance, the act of refinancing is spending, not saving, because you've got to pay a fee or a set of fees to the lender to lend you money. That's spending. Now, that act of spending when you refinance may result in saving over time after you recoup the cost of refinancing as a result of having lower interest payments. But it's important to understand the difference. And there's a few ways that you can actually be hurt financially by refinancing. The first is if you do it over and over again. So every time you refinance, it costs you money, costs you fees. Fees that you either have to pay up front or that you have to pay over the life of the loan. Another way that refinancing can hurt you financially is if you sell your home or property soon after you refinance before you recoup the cost of refinancing. And in that scenario, you've actually lost money as a result of refinancing. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense to refinance or that it never benefits you, particularly as long as you don't do it all the time, and especially if you plan on keeping the property for a long period of time, because over time, you'll reap the benefits. But you've got to look at the costs of refinancing versus the benefits that you hope to achieve, which are lower monthly payments, lower overall interest payments, and potential tax write-offs. So thanks for your question, Doug. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.